శ్రీవత్సాంకం ఘనశ్యామం పురుషం వనమాలినం శంఖచక్రగదా పద్మైర్ అభివ్యక్తచతుర్భుజం. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai Prabhupada. Lord is further described as having the mark of Sri Vatsa, or the sitting place of the goddess of fortune, and his bodily hue is deep bluish. Lord is a person. He wears the garland of flowers, and he is eternally manifest with four hands, which hold, beginning from the lower left hand, conch shell, wheel, and club, and lotus flower. Purport. Here in this verse, word Purusham is very significant. The Lord is never female. He is always male, Purush. Therefore, the impersonalist who imagines the Lord's form as that of a woman is mistaken. The Lord appears in female form if necessary, but his perpetual form is Purush because he is originally male. The feminine feature of the Lord is displayed by Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, Radharani, Sita, etc. All these goddesses of fortune are reservoir of the Lord, servitors of the Lord. They are not the supreme, as falsely imagined by the impersonalists. Lord Krishna, in his Narayan feature, is always four-handed. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna wanted to see his universal form, he showed this feature of four-handed Narayan. Some devotees are of the opinion that Krishna is an incarnation of Narayan, but Bhagavad school says that Narayan is a manifestation of Krishna. Srivatsankam ghanashyamam purusham vanamalinam shankhachakragadapadmair abhivyakta chaturbhujam. Lord is further described as having the mark of Sri Vatsa, or the sitting place of Goddess of Fortune. And his bodily hue is deep bluish. Lord is a person. He wears a garland of flowers, and he is eternally manifest with four hands, which hold, beginning from the lower left hand, a conch shell, wheel, club, and lotus flower. This section of Bhagavatam, or just some of the verses of this chapter here, chapter entitled Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home. What we get to hear is a description of the beauty or beautiful form of the Lord. As we go through the chapters of Bhagavatam and some other scriptures also, some places, some sections are describing the beauty of the Lord. And there are lots of them from every now and then. And yet there are other parts describing qualities of Lord Krishna. If you just try to visualize or think of those sections, you could think of several describing qualities of the Lord, Him as merciful and etc. 64 qualities. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami, while describing qualities of Krishna, he will take so many verses from Bhagavatam and other scriptures also. And while talking of the form of the Lord, again he will quote the verses from Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature sources. And there will be yet another section describing the pastimes of the Lord. Lots of pastimes everywhere. And then there are some other chapters, sections, glorifying the holy name of the Lord. Like Ajamil, story of Ajamil. And there are other sections, description of Vaikunth, there's a whole chapter, describing abode of the Lord. Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Kuna Rupa Nam Nam. So all these name, form, quality, beauty is described throughout Bhagavatam. But I think in Nectar of Instruction of Deshamrit, Sri Rupa Goswami talks how if you want to talk of a person or in a complete way, then you have to talk of his name. Okay, you said the name of that. I just saw some of the information or knowledge about that person. You have to know qualities of that person, then you get to know him more. You have to know how he looks like, then you get to know him more. Then his activities, you know him more. His address, where does he stay? His abode, his residence, then you know him more. So, to know the Lord, or Srila Prabhupada says, everyone says, God is great. One of the quality of the Lord. God is great, but how is He great? That no one knows. Or they know very little description of how God is great. Okay, Lord is beautiful, but then where are the descriptions of that beauty of the Lord? Here you go. They are here. So Bhagavatam, Bhagavat also means different things related with Bhagavan makes Bhagavat. This is how the word Bhagavat comes from. Things in relationship with Bhagavan is Bhagavatam. So what is Bhagavan? Aishwaryasya, samagrasya, viryasya, yashasya, sriyaha, jnana-vairagyasyaiva. The six opulences of the Lord, this is what makes him Bhagavan. So those opulences again are described in Bhagavatam. Hence, this scripture is Bhagavat. It's a complete scripture. So if you go by this definition or understanding, that if you want to understand someone, you have to understand his name, qualities, activities, his place, name, address, telephone number, then you know him fully. So if we apply this criteria to other scriptures, again in some other Puranas, you don't find name, form, qualities, activities, abode, or very little, just drop here, drop there. Yet there are other scriptures, the Bible and Quran, there's hardly any description of the form of the Lord, although they will make a statement, yes, man is made in image of God. Or Quran will say, yes, in a seventh heaven there is a throne and God is sitting there. Or on his right hand side there is Jesus, or there is Muhammad sitting. We'll talk of the hand of the Lord, right hand, his seat, but then they will not describe how Lord looks like. Or Quran also mentions 99 names of Allah, Hari. As we have Vishnu Sahasranam, 1,000 names, Quran describes, mentions 99 names and gives a description also of each name. What does it mean? So some names are mentioned, some just some introductory things, just giving hint, some indication only. But Bhagavatam is the only scripture in existence on the planet, in the universe, that describes, of course, we add, Gaudiya Vaishnavas add to this list, we add Chaitanya Charitamrita to this list, Brahat Bhagavatamrita to this list, and like that. We have Gaudiya Vaishnavas have a bigger body of knowledge because so many others say, oh, God is indescribable. Did I say it right? He cannot be described. Okay, then shut up. He cannot be described. This is what they want to do. Yeah, he cannot be described, so. He's so wonderful. Sometimes, I have no words to describe what I just I just went through, or this, the beautiful scene, oh, I can't describe it. It's just indescribable. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj also, he would say, yes, I mean, this is how much I could describe. Not that I can't describe, but this is my limit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here in Vrindavan, and what he's going through, his emotions and his ecstasies, and it's just beyond me. I have what I could manage, I have described. More could be described by Anantashesh only. I leave this up to Lord Anantashesh. He has 1,000 mouths and is much more capable of describing. And I have written just few chapters, but this is the crores of volumes could be written just to cover the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touring Vrindavan, going through Vrindavan. So, so others don't know the Lord. Or they have made it easy, unfortunately, describing Lord as Lord without the form. Yes, yes, he exists. Yes, he exists. But he has no form. He's formless. Yes, yes, God exists, but he doesn't see. What does that mean? Srila Prabhupada describes that in his Upanishad. That means this is what you are trying to call God as blind. Yes, he exists. He doesn't, but he cannot see. That means he's blind. Yes, yes, he exists, but he cannot walk. What does that mean? He is lame. Is that a description of God? Who would care to worship, pray to God who is helpless, cannot walk, cannot see? Yes, you could see, but God cannot see. What does that mean? You are more than God. Yes? Something that I can do, but God cannot. I can walk. Forget it, God cannot manage walking. I can talk, but he's dumb fellow. Prabhupada argues like that. Is that God? Understanding of God? So this is a big disease. Cancer spread all over the world, throughout the human race. Disease called impersonalism. Mayavad. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine. So people suffering, influenced and suffering because of the impersonalism and another ism called voidism. Nirvisheshvad and Shunyavad. The Buddha, Mayavadam Asat Shastram. Mayavad is a false scripture. And I am the one, Mayeva Kalau Brahmana Rupina. One place. Shankar, Shiva, is talking to his good wife. Parvati said, I am the one. I appear in the age of Kali as Shankaracharya and I propagate this impersonal business. I take a role of a Brahmin, a strong preacher Brahmin, and I go all over India preaching impersonalism. But this is Mayavadam Asat Shastram. What kind of Shastra is this? Asat, false. And which is covered Buddhism. They are related. One says God is, everything is zero. And then Shankaracharya had to say, no, he's not zero, he is one. But then other acharyas then had to appear and make further corrections, saying, no, he's not zero, he's not one, he's two. But then that was also too much. The two identities were so much stressed. And which kind of made the distance bigger between the two. Their close affinity and close contact and eternal relationship was not so much emphasized. And that had to be done by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So it took kind of 2,000 years from the time Buddha appeared 2,500 years ago and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago. So 2,000 years to go from zero to one to two simultaneously one and difference. Gradually evolves. And then Srila Prabhupada has taken this philosophy of personalism all over the world. Just recently, in fact, last week, the Times of India wrote editorial and gave a hint. Why ISKCON is successful? The countries and places and towns and villages where even the Bollywood, India's Hollywood is called Bollywood, has not reached. Places where Bollywood has not reached, ISKCON has reached small places, towns on the planet. So this huge success of ISKCON is because they are emphasizing this personalism. In this world of impersonalism, the editor noted, this world is full of impersonal, not only spiritually speaking, but otherwise also dealings are very impersonal, like a machine's. There's no heart-to-heart friendly dealings. There's not personal dealings. Only business dealings, even if it sounds personal, but it's all motivated. So ISKCON is becoming successful because the world is dominated by impersonal philosophy, impersonal dealings, and what the world needs is personal touch. So ISKCON is propagating this. Krishna is a person. That's why. Impersonalism is because they make God impersonal. But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You are making endeavor to... Some of you are struggling. You could stand up as he has already taken a stand. Honest is the best policy. Also, Sri Vatsankam on the chest of the Lord. What is the sign on the chest of the Lord? Sri Vatsa. What does it look like? There's a line. On the left side, left chest of the Lord, left side of the chest of the Lord. What's the color of that line? Golden. It's over here. And it's a hair. The hair on the chest of the Lord. A line, not just a mark, but a hair. Fine hair. And that is Lakshmi. The seat of Lakshmi on the chest of the Lord. Sri Vatsankam Ghanashyamam. You all understand Ghanashyam. Srila Prabhupada gave that name to Ghanashyam. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was named Ghanashyam. Kind of color, deep. Deep black, deep bluish. Whether that matched his Karmi name, I don't know. But matched the color. John, so should have been Jagannath or Jagatpati. Instead, Prabhupada gave the name Ghanashyam. Gopis look at the clouds in the sky in the monsoon season and they are reminded of Krishna. Or even peacocks in Vrindavan. When there are clouds gathering up above in the sky, they begin dancing. They have a good time. Ghanashyamam. Deep. Bluish. And anything that is deep and vast is kind of bluish. ocean is deep and big, right? Big. So it's a bluish in color. So is the sky. Some Krishna connection there. Krishna color. Krishna's color is reflected. Even the mountains, big, tall, long range of the mountains, looks what color? Again, bluish. Ghanashyamam Purusham. This word is significant, Prabhupada is pointing out. Purusha also means his person. And Purusha means enjoyer. He's a male. Must be the women's liberation movement in the West. They are wondering, well, God should be, why only male? Half of the population of humans are female. Why are you saying God is male? But if you want to enjoy, anyone who wants to enjoy, he's a male. So these ladies are not ladies. They are not female, but they want to be male. They take the role of male and want to exploit some other males. Enjoyer. Purusha means enjoyer. Male means enjoyer. So male thinks female is a female. Female thinks male is a female. And they try to enjoy each other. In fact, both of them are female. Why are you fighting? What for? Understand who you are. You are a female. In relationship with the Lord, that's your position. Just surrender. You are meant for Lord's enjoyment. You are to be enjoyed, not that you are the enjoyer. This is when the spiritual life begins, with this proper understanding. Otherwise, no one really understands who is who. Who is male, who is female, it's all Brahm, it's all confusion. Just caught in this dual nature of male, female, black, white, Eastern or Western, or and all this kind of Vanamalinam. And he wears the garland of flowers from the forest. And they just pick up fresh flowers of different colors and string them together, offer. They don't do much more work on those flowers. They do not try to dye those flowers. Yesterday we got some flowers from Sholapur. There are so many colors in these flowers. But those flowers were not natural colors that imposed or painted from outside. Some colors were put on those flowers. So Vanamali doesn't mean just take flowers and as they are, offer. Coward boys also do this. Coward girls, of course, are even more expert in making garlands for Krishna. Vanamalinam. And then Shankha Chakra Gada Padmair Abhivyakta Chaturbhujam. And he manifests four hands. He has four hands, each holding one symbol, one holding Shankha. Because which hand is holding which symbol makes Lord different. He has different names. He has different names. So, Srila Prabhupada is describing here. Maybe this is a normal, basic. He has four hands, two left hands, two right hands. So, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, okay, Padma. So you start from beginning from lower left hand. That is holding Kamsha. The next one is holding wheel, left, upper left. And then must be upper right hand is holding club. And lower right hand is holding lotus flower. Let's look at. Is he holding? Radha Pandranath ki jai. Although one time Krishna tried showing four-handed forms, but that did not satisfy the gopis, Radharani, so Krishna had to appear in this form. So take a close look at this form. Very well.